I went to high school with a girl who seemed to have it all together. Everything she said was witty, she had an air of nobility about her, and she owned the most unique and meaningful things. However, I could never exactly pinpoint what it was that made her the most popular girl in school. She was the Kate Middleton of Dallas High School. Her friends were similar to her, embodying an unattainable cool. No matter whether other girls told jokes like them, got the same haircut, or attempted to become a duplicate of those in the in crowd, crossing the line from uncool to cool was a difficult task. Catullus's poem 12 addresses correct and incorrect behavior of elite Roman friend circles and Catullus's fondness of his cool friends. This poem also condemns one Roman, Marcinius Asini, for attempting to include himself in the in crowd through what he thought was a funny joke, stealing a napkin from the host during a dinner party. Catullus indirectly makes a statement about the indefinable nature of their status in the in-crowd by not directly defining what Marcinius should do to be included. This is the funny part about life, though, isn't it? No one gives you instructions on how to be good at life. We're all just thrown in and have to learn the rules along the way. Catullus keeps the in-crowd's unattainability intact by never trash-talking Marcinius. Instead, he remains clever in his criticism. Before I delve into Catullus 12, let us briefly explore Roman culture and social expectations. A true gentleman must exemplify what the Romans called urbanitas, directly translated as urbanity, but truly untranslatable because of all it encompassed for the Romans. It was an attitude of mind, containing the epitome of all social etiquette, sophistication, wit, and suaveness. The line is then drawn between those who embody these ideals of urbanity and those who fail to, the insiders and outsiders. Catullus's poetry situates him as an authority on urbanitas, dictating who is in his particular circle of friends. And in this poem, we, as the audience, get to feel as though we are included in Catullus's group. He uses his status as both a poet and connoisseur of urbanity to mock those unfortunate ones whom fall short of being included. Poem 12 is an excellent demonstration of Catullus's own urbanity by the lighthearted satire he uses to point out Marcinius's outsider status and reinforcing the insider status of himself, Pollio, Fabulus, and Marcinius. Now let's understand who these characters are and what the poem is about. Marcinius is first criticized in the first line of the poem as using his left hand incorrectly at a dinner party. Then, in the third line, we learn that he has lifted napkins while everyone else is laughing and enjoying wine. Catullus, suave as he is, uses the polite euphemism lift, tollus in Latin, instead of steal to describe the act. It is through lines 4 and 5 that it becomes clear that Marcinius thought that stealing the napkin would be a funny joke, and it is possible that he thought this joke would initiate him into Catullus's circle of friends. This is demonstrated by his apparent disbelief that the in-crowd does not think that this is a clever joke to pull on Catullus. However, Marcinius is given the poetic form of a slap in the face, being called inepte, sordida, and invenusta, Latin literally translated foolish, tacky, and unattractive. These lines insinuate his bad taste in humor and exclusion from the in-crowd. Then, as if Catullus's cunning attack wasn't enough, he offers Marcinius's own brother, Pollio, who is greatly embarrassed by his theft. Catullus's high praises of Pollio demonstrate that he is an authority on witty pranks, and since even he condemns the napkin stealing as a low trick, the criticism holds even more standing. In line 9, Catullus calls Pollio a puer, literally translated as boy. However, the Latin has a different connotation in this instance for calling someone boy than it does in English. The Romans would have understood this to mean that he was a select member of the suave young generation. Pollio is directly contrasted from Marcinius in that he lacks all the qualities that make for an insider. Pollio is full of charm and wit, while Marcinius is marked as a fool for his flawed judgment. Catullus deliberately waits until the end of the poem to reveal the napkin's true sentimental value to him in order to really put it in Marcinius's face that this trick he pulled was truly a bad one. Catullus anticipates his response that making such a fuss about the loss of a napkin seems quite materialistic. Nevertheless, napkins were especially prevalent because it was before the invention of utensils. Also, the stolen napkin was from Spain, and all fabric was hand-woven and therefore more valuable than today. Even so, for Catullus, the napkin holds great sentimental value because it is a reminder of his friendship with Fabulus and Marcinius, who gave him the napkins. To make Marcinius' embarrassment even greater, he has stolen a napkin that represents the friendship of the men which he himself is excluded from. It is the indefinability of what makes these men a part of the in-crowd so much more desirable. While Marrocanius tries to be witty, which he thinks is what defines urbanity, he still fails, and in fact, fails miserably. At the end of the poem, although we have been given a great amount of contrasting words between the insiders and outsiders, we are none the wiser on how to become a part of the in-crowd. This emphasizes the competitive nature of the Romans, who always seem to have a step above their competitors. I will now read the poem in Latin, followed by a translation.
Marrucina sini. Manu sinistra non peluteris in jocatque vino tollis lintia negligent diorum. Hoc salsam esse putas? Fugit tenepte. Quam vi sordida res et in venus est. Non credis mihi? Crede polioni, fratri. Qui tua forta vel talento mutari velit. Est enim laporum defertus puer, ac facetiarum. Quaraut hendeca syllabo stricentos, expectaut mihi lintium remite. Quod non me moet estimatione, verum est, menemosinim mei sodalis, nam sudaria se tabex hiberis. Miserant mihi muneri fabulis et veranias. Haec amem necest ut veraniolum meum et fabulum.
Marrucinius Asini, left hands have their uses, but yours is quite wrong at dinner parties. You pinch napkins of the distracted host. You think this is a funny joke? You laugh alone, loser. Your actions are as tacky as can be and a faulty judgment. Don't believe me? Ask your brother Pollio, who'd pay a great amount to undo your embarrassment, for the gentleman has a charisma and wit like no other. Expect hundreds of lines of poetry in your disgrace, or please return the napkin to me. I could care less about the price. It is significant because of who gave me the napkin. Fabulus and Moranius sent these napkins of Spanish flax and linen as a gift. Obviously, I love their gifts as much as I love Fabulus and Moranius, my dearest friends.